I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been a week since gunmen stormed the Indian city of Mumbai. Their rampage left more than 180 people dead. Even before the siege ended, Indian officials were alleging that the militants had connections with Pakistan. Now India has asked the Pakistanis to hand over 20 suspects it says were involved in the attacks. Pakistan's foreign minister has responded that this is not the time for finger-pointing. Meanwhile, the United States is trying to tamp down tensions between the two South Asian rivals. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
The list of 20 suspects is believed to include the names of the leaders of two of Pakistan's most notorious militant groups, Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba. Another name said to be on the list is the man India suspects of masterminding a series of bombings in Mumbai in 1993. India's Foreign Minister Pranab Mukherjee says his country gave the list of names to Pakistan as part of a formal diplomatic protest. Mukherjee says India is awaiting a response from Pakistan.
What will be done, time will show and we will come to know. But we appreciate the responses which we have received from all over the world, including the President-elect of the United States of America.
Yesterday, President-elect Barack Obama was asked if India would be justified in going after the suspects in the Mumbai attacks if they were on Pakistani soil. Obama was careful in the way he answered that question.
I think that sovereign nations obviously have a right to protect themselves. Beyond that, I don't want to comment on the specific situation that's taking place in South Asia right now. I think it is important for us to let the investigators do their jobs and make a determination in terms of who was responsible for carrying out these heinous acts.
Obama went on to say that his administration will support India in its efforts to catch those responsible for the attacks and bring them to justice. For its part, Pakistan has denounced the killings in Mumbai. It has denied any official involvement, and Pakistan says it will help out with the investigation. But Pakistani officials say India needs to provide evidence of the alleged Pakistani link to the attacks. That's where Washington comes in. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is heading to India tomorrow. Rice has said it's time for transparency and cooperation. And she told Pakistan that it needs to follow the evidence of the investigation wherever it leads. Christine Fair is a South Asia expert with the RAND Corporation. She says intelligence sharing between the Indians and the Pakistanis has never been good.
Now, in the past, when we've gone down this path, the Indians have said they're going to provide evidence. But in fact, when you've looked for evidence that they provided evidence, in fact, they haven't. So for the Pakistanis to deal with this in a transparent, forthright manner, the Indians may be the rate limiter.
There's still plenty of evidence to be collected and analyzed, but news reports say U.S. officials believe that at least some of the Mumbai attackers are linked to Pakistan. Many fingers are pointing to Lashkar-e-Taiba. Some of the members of that Pakistani Islamist group are said to be on the list of suspects that India gave to Pakistan. Christine Fair says she doubts that Pakistani officials will do much with that list.
They might detain some of the individuals associated with Lashkar, but I seriously doubt we're going to see a prosecution. And there's absolutely no way in the world Pakistan is going to remand any of the suspects over to India. First of all, there's no extradition treaty, so there's no legal framework to do that. And politically, no Pakistani, even though they may not welcome Lashkar-e-Taiba, is really at any level going to welcome remanding them to Indian custody for an Indian trial.
Meanwhile, the Indian government is under mounting public scrutiny about its response to the Mumbai attacks, and one thing could add to the political pressure. Unnamed U.S. officials said today that Washington had warned India of a possible terrorist plot before gunmen entered Mumbai by boat last week and carried out their killing spree. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.